Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Sook Jin, Yoongi, Jung Ho Suk, Park Ji Min, Kim Tae Young, Jang Jung Guk, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes!
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast, meaning that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn some along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some BTS are literal fucking kings.
Or damn, BTS looks the exact same in person as they do in pictures and videos. Yes.
Then you're in the right place.
Yes.
So this week we are talking about our concert experience because we got back like hours ago.
Literally hours ago, like just got off the flight a couple hours ago, went in and recorded this episode.
Yep. You can probably hear it in our voices. Like,
yeah, I lost my voice just a little bit. Not as much as I was hoping to, but just a little bit.
I know. I wish mine was gone. I felt like it was going to be. It definitely, it's a little scratchy, but it's mostly there. Mm-hmm.
Mine was real sexy this morning and I was like, yes, ooh, this yes, is great. Was. And then it didn't stay that way.
Yep, I loved waking up to it.
It was amazing. I was like, oh, guys, my voice.
So, just a little spoiler disclaimer before we really get into it. We are talking about the concert, so if you're waiting to experience some of the songs or know some of, like, iconic features of dances or choreography until you go see the concert yourself, then go ahead and wait to listen to this because we want you to experience that because that's what we did and it was amazing. But if you don't get to go to a concert or if you've already watched fan cams and you don't care, listen with us because it's going to be a great fucking time.
This is going to be an amazing episode.
Just like this weekend. Like,
I mean, yeah, like this was like such an experience. I mean, way better than I thought it would ever be. And I already thought it was going to be the best time of my life. And it just was even better than that.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Like, it was a lot between getting the tickets.
Yeah. I mean, getting the tickets was stressful enough.
Planning to travel to Fort Worth, traveling, getting a hotel, like spending the weekend there, taking time off work, like getting there, standing in line on Sunday. Oh my God. On Saturday, we walked around and we scoped it out and we got to meet one of our listeners, Dakota. It was really fucking awesome.
Yes, that was so amazing. Like, so she was standing in the merch line and she was so kind. She actually got us an army bomb while she was in line. So like, thank you, Dakota, so, so much for doing that. But yeah, meeting her was super neat because it was just like, oh my gosh, like we actually have legit listeners. It's so cool.
Yeah. Just like getting to meet someone who like we actually have a connection with over now. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So on Sunday we got there. The official line was allowed to be started on Sunday at 8 a.m. So, you know, people were there at like 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah, which we were not about to do that. Like, I mean, it made me upset a little bit because I was like, okay, the venue strictly said do not camp out, do not do that. Lines don't start until 8 a.m. And so when we got there Saturday, we're like, okay, we just need to scope this out and get a feel for where the lines are. Because I heard the biggest thing about the whole line situation is no one knows what line is what. And so we were thankfully, like, we got there a day early and we were able to see, like, where the GA line was, where the merch line was, where the sound check line was, where just, like, general admission, you know.
Areas, yeah.
Area, yeah. Like, so we were like, okay, we're not going to wait outside at 2 in the morning. We have a hotel. We're not about to do that. We just weren't about it. You know, no. We were like, we're just going to follow the rules, I guess. It just sounded miserable.
And it worked out. That long. It really worked out for us.
Yes.
So all like, we did on Sunday, we got in line at like 7:30 and we were in line. It took us until about 11:30 to get our wristbands. They started wristbanding at 10 and my number was 1,090. So like within our group, we went from 1,088 to 1,091. And we had great fucking spots.
I mean, amazing. I mean, the people in front of us. Okay, so this is advice for people who are going to the concert. I will say Fort Worth was really small, a crazy small venue. I mean, there was not a bad seat in that whole arena. I mean, it was like the people in the top row, like I feel like I could have a conversation with them down in the GA area. And so it was such a personal concert. But anyways, my advice is just do what you're supposed to do. Like, I mean, we got there an hour early and the people in front of us, like in the GA section, they had been there since 2 in the morning. Yeah. And like, we got here at 7. I mean, and we were literally right next to them.
Yeah. It made zero difference. And, you know, if I were them, I would be pretty tired at that point. I would have been in the heat all day. After we got our wristbands, we actually went back to our hotel to charge our phones and go to the restaurant next door for a few hours.
Well, we just listened to what they said. I mean, really, we just listened to what the people at the venue were saying. They were like, once you get your wristband, go home. Like, go home, relax, and come back when doors open.
Yeah.
And so we just, for both times we got in line for getting the wristbands and then for waiting to go in, we got there about an hour beforehand. And that seemed to be just fine.
Yeah. And the numbers on the wristbands matter. Nothing else matters. The numbers that they give you is the numbers that they're going to line you up in.
At least this is how Fort Worth did it. Like, I'm not entirely sure if, like, Chicago or Newark or all of them are going to do it that way. So, I don't know. But I know that, like, armies also get kind of crazy. I don't know. Like, some of them go around and start writing numbers on people's hands. And that is just complete false information. That means nothing. I'm like pretty sure of that. If anyone is coming up to you and giving you a number on your hand, like with a Sharpie, no, don't believe that shit.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay. Anyways. So that was kind of like our morning.
Yeah. I feel like our entrance into the arena was so amazing because we didn't spend so many hours waiting in line. We didn't camp out. We weren't miserable. We weren't, I mean, it was hot. It was humid. It was, it like rained a couple of times throughout the day. I mean, so it was like, we just did what we were supposed to do, what we were told, and it worked out just fine.
Yeah, it minimalized our, like, kind of.
Yeah, and we weren't cranky going in. Like, we were pumped going in.
Yeah, we had a great fucking time. So just follow the rules. It's going to work out for you in the end, and you're going to be more excited when you walk in.
Yeah.
And by the time we got in there, we had about an hour and a half to wait for the concert. And starting about a half hour before concert time, which was 6 p.m., they started playing each of the intros. They played each of the intros in order. Mm-hmm, and then they played DNA and then Fake Love. And then the concert started.
Now, I think it was DNA, Mic Drop, and then... And then Fake Love. I just know that they played Mic Drop because the girl in front of me was like, Fake Love is next. And then it was Mic Drop. We were like, what? And then it played Fake Love. And then the concert started.
Okay.
It's not like it matters.
Yeah. Anyways, but the concert started with Idol, which was amazing.
Yeah. So in terms of like the stage, there was the main stage up front. And then there was like the long... runway, I guess, and then the second stage. And so we were like, where do we want to be, you know? And on the second stage, they are super interactive with the crowd. So we're like, yes, that's where we want to be. But for Idol, like, it was almost impossible for me to see, at least. Like, I was just so close up to the front of the second stage. They were performing on the main stage, so I didn't see it really all that much.
Yeah.
But when they came out, at least for Fort Worth... Kayla, should we mention this about, like, the threats that were given at Fort Worth?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
They clearly responded to it.
Yeah.
So, like, they had a clear bag policy in response to the death threats that Jimin received. I know for sure that, like, a long time, like, months ago.
And yeah, a while ago.
We kind of mentioned it on the podcast a little bit without getting specific, but... Jimin got a death threat for the Sunday night concert, yeah, and then apparently also one for the 15th. So they had a clear bag policy, and nobody could bring in a bag bigger than a certain size, like, even if it was clear, and you could have, like, little clutches, but everything had to be checked. But it was kind of like, there was kind of some, like, suspense in the air, I feel like, because of this. And I will say that I've learned through active shooter training that there's never been a shooting that we know about in advance.
Yeah.
There's never been a shooting like that. So the fact that we knew about it means that it's not going to happen.
Yeah. The venue was really strict about, like, the bags and what you could bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that alone was comforting. And they had, like, metal detectors and they had dogs. They had tons of law enforcement. So, I mean, I felt pretty secure going in. But then once we got in, my sister was, like, freaking me out. And she's like, the nearest exit is over here and we should meet up here if, like, something happens. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, stop making me freak out.
But I know. So when we were at that point, you guys had kind of pushed a little bit away from me. Like, where we were in the GA section was, like, the front part of the second stage. And so I could see where I was at. I was kind of center to it, and there were short people in front of me. And I was like, this is great. But I was in, like, the back of the GA, which was only really, like, the fifth or sixth row of people. It was not far away at all. Because I was so close to the sound and lights area. So there's not, like, really that much room for GA right there because the floor was so small.
Yeah.
But you guys were a little bit to the left, and more people kept packing in behind you, and you just kept slowly, like, inching forward to the point where you were, like, a row ahead of me and, like, two people over.
Uh-huh.
So when this whole thing was happening, Anthony just, like, walked over to me and he goes, okay, so the nearest exit is over there. And if anything happens, we're meeting at the Starbucks. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, it was scary.
It was scary.
Yeah. So anyways, when Idol started, I really couldn't see. I could see them. Like, I mean, I was freaking out when it started. Okay. I mean, they had, like, fireworks. Well, I guess not fireworks, but, like, these, like, firework-like things go off. And I was like, oh my God. And you could see them coming up from below the stage. I was like, oh my gosh. But then I just couldn't see anything. So I was looking at, like, they have two really large screens on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was watching them on there, and they zoomed in on, like, all of their faces. And I just don't know if it was, like, they were either nervous to start performing or, like, I don't know if they were they just looked uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Jimin. I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope he's, like, I mean, that had to have been terrifying. I don't even know what that would be like, knowing that you've had someone, you know, do a death threat for you. Like, you know, not for you, but, like,
a threat on your life, like, and yeah, standing like, up. Yeah.
It's
definitely
just like,
scary. And so I felt like right at the beginning there was some of that kind of like nervousness, and it could be related to that, which is why we brought it up. But it could also just be that they love performing and they still get nervous before every concert, mm-hmm. because they want to do great for ARMY. And every time that they begin a new concert, it's meeting like a new crowd for the first time. So they have to like get to know us a little bit and build the energy and, you know,
yeah,
so it could be that too.
I think it was probably that. I want to believe that that's what it was. It was
me
more
too.
Just, we were all excited but nervous to see them. And I feel like it may be the same for them, like coming out on stage and seeing this huge arena full of all of these people in a place they've never performed. So, I mean, yeah, I think that was just a lot of anxiety and nerves and excitement all at the same time too. So they just came off a little uneasy, but it did not take long before they all like were just, they just totally warmed up to us, and mm-hmm. like we warmed up to them. And like by the end of the concert, it was just such good flow. If it was, guys, okay, let's do this. Let's get into this concert.
Dude, okay, so the beginning like intro section consisted of 5 songs. So they came out on stage with Idol, and then they had their like opening talk where they all said hi for mm-hmm. the first time and introduced themselves. And then they did, like, not all of Save Me, but, like, a section of Save Me that within
like
a few minutes, went into I'm Fine. And for all of those parts, they were back on the main stage. When did they come up to the second stage for the first time? Was it during I'm Fine?
No, they came up to the second stage really kind of a little bit during Magic Shop, but really during... J-Hope came up for Just Dance, and then I Need You and Run, which I think was even before that. Well, maybe not, but I Need You and Run is when they really came up to the
front. So it was a solid, like, I mean, 5-6-ish songs before they consistently were at, like, the second stage. So right at the beginning, we were just mainly trying to peek as far as we could to the main stage, because we thought that what we had were, like, great, great spots. And then, so we were also watching the big screens, and I'm Fine. I mean, we've seen that choreography. It's amazing.
Seen it
in
person. And they lift Taeyong up, sitting too. Like, oh my gosh.
I love that part. That was the part that I was going to mention. Just seeing it in person. And it's just, it's something different. Like, but then when they finally come down like the runway on to do Magic Shop, like
they didn't come all the way to the front, but they were like kind of coming down the runway.
They were like teasing us, you know,
with Magic Shop. And so with Magic Shop, that was the first time that I started to tear up. And I mean, I like cried a little bit. I wasn't full-blown tears, but I definitely teared up, and it was just so emotional and moving, and, like, Jungkook was like, this one's for you, and was like, which Jungkook's English, my God, all of their English really is so good.
Yes. When Jungkook speaks English, he is so fucking cute.
Oh, I know. Such a cutie.
Such a cutie. And Namjoon was just, like, so, he talked to us like he knew us. And, you know, like, he was so welcoming. But I loved when they started coming up during Magic Shop and just, like, it's like, it was like, oh, my God, yes, they're getting closer. Ooh, we're, like, getting into this.
Yeah. So after Magic Shop, they went back, like, behind stage or under stage, and they played a VCR. And it was J-Hope and Jungkook. It was so cute. They were so cute and playful in this. And they were, like, playing tug-of-war, and it was just adorable. So we're like, okay, we're totally going to get Just Dance
and
Euphoria.
Yes. So, like, oh, my fucking God. So Just Dance was one of those that I was, like, really waiting for, that I was really excited for.
This one is the one that I had not seen a single bit of a clip.
Me neither.
Because I was like, I do not want to see Just Dance because I know he's got a killer performance for it. But yep. I mean, so does Love and so does Seesaw and Euphoria and all that. But I was like, I just don't want to see it. And oh my God, guys. This was the moment. This was the moment that I was like,
the most iconic.
They are right in front of me because J-Hope was in the, he was back on the main stage, but then he comes down the runway and he comes to the second stage and he was right in front of me. I mean, Kayla, like I got like really close to this stage. Like I was like inching my way up and oh, he was so big. I mean, he was like above me and he like crouched down. He was so interactive with all of us. I mean, such a flirt too. And so much energy. I mean, so much energy.
Yes.
But I think he had like kind of like green lighting. Like the lighting around him was so cool too. Anyways, you can say some more about it.
I was going to mention for me, like the most iconic moment of Just Dance is actually closer to the beginning of the song before he even comes down the runway. He's on the main stage and he's on this white platform. It's like a light up white box. And all of the sudden it starts raising up. And this is maybe like, I don't know, 10 feet long, like a platform raising up into the just like above the stage.
Yeah.
And it's to the part of the song where, you know, clearly you know that he's gonna do some sort of dance. Like he's not singing.
It's yeah, after he it's says, like when he's calling out and there's like a lot of instrumental and it's very echoey. That yeah, part of the
Yeah, it's
song.
After he says he like just wanna dance. And I was like, he is about to do something iconic right now. Like this dance move, whatever he's doing, and it was like the way that the stage framed it and the lighting and just like his lines, just I was like, this is an iconic like action right now. Like
yeah, no, I mean, imagine how scary that must be. Like, it's like a long, narrow platform. And, like, I'm sure they have some sort of security, like, so he won't fall. But, I mean, he could literally fall off of it. Mm-hmm. But I think he, I mean, it just was, like, insane. I mean, he was dancing along this narrow platform, and he's suspended in the air. It was just such a sight.
Mm-hmm.
Astonishing.
It was really cool. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Euphoria was also amazing, but I think like because I was so far away, I didn't really see the choreography as much because I wasn't close to the main stage. So what was shown on the screens was more like close up Jungkook and sometimes further away, like where you could see full body. So what I really appreciated about Euphoria was Jungkook's just like live vocals.
Oh, I know. Oh, amazing. I mean, really, we were both really far back because he was up at the main stage, but his vocals were unbelievably beautiful. I mean, just so in pitch. I don't know. He's just so talented, but the performance itself was also really beautiful and the choreography was amazing. And he like really, he has like backup dancers with him too. And it just, it's exactly what like Euphoria is, this very beautiful and
expressive song.
Yeah, so Euphoria is just like this really expressive song and the dance really just shows a lot of that too. It was a really great performance and I wish we would have been closer for it. Like we learned later on in the concert that we could move around.
Yeah.
We didn't have to stay right where we were.
Yeah. So after Euphoria, the rest of BTS comes out and they perform I Need You, which turns into Run. And so for these songs, they come out, like all of them officially for the first time to the second stage. And oh, it is so amazing.
They're in like all white outfits, like these stunning white outfits. And I started flipping out because I could see them coming down the runway, like all of them together, just walking like fucking models right at us. And they came right to the second stage and they were like right in front of us. I mean, so close.
And it was like, holy shit, they're real. I mean, like...
Like, I saw their faces. Like, they're, like, with my eyes.
In real life. With my own eyes.
I know.
With my own fucking eyes that close. They look exactly the same as they
exactly
do.
Exactly the same.
In photos, in videos, in interviews, mm-hmm. in music videos. They look exactly... You know what? If anything, they're more striking in real life. Like, fucking... This was the first sight that I got of Yoongi close up. And... Holy shit. Like, I
Guys,
do not know what it was.
Literally, when I looked at Kayla, I mean, we were separated for a little bit, but we were both like, Yoongi looks so freaking stunning. Like, I just, like, he's just so beautiful. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. His face is just, like, it's so unique, but I don't know if it was his hair color, and it was kind of, like, tousled, and his eyes were just so stunning. The whole, like, he just was breathtaking.
He was, like, I'm serious, I'm gonna cry right now. Like, he was, like,
I know.
Like, icon, like, godly, like a, he looked like a, I don't know how else to describe it, just
I know,
amazing. Like,
he looks better in person than
better
the pictures.
In person,
I mean,
than
all
in anything else.
Amazing in person, but really, Yoongi was just like, whoa, I did not expect you to look like this freaking good. I mean, they all are amazing, but like him in person, I just didn't expect that, you know?
No.
Like, we both were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I Need You was amazing, but then they went into Run. And Run, they were like, put your hands up, jump. They
yes.
wanted you to like get really hyped. Like, this was just like, this is the first song. I mean, Idol was super hyped too, but this one, they were out on the second stage and they're like, jump.
This is like the first time that they are interacting with the crowd out there,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So I was jumping.
Me
I
too.
Mean, I was jumping a lot. I didn't have like my phone out at all. I was hitting all the people around me. I felt bad, but whatever. But
let me just tell everyone right now that if you are on GA, there are going to be other pictures on Twitter, on Instagram, or if you are having a friend come, like, ask if they'll take pictures or something, or just switch off taking pictures. Don't be on your phone the whole time. Watch
yeah.
it. Watch,
yeah, watch
it. Experience it. Jump around. Go crazy.
I have no pictures of Singularity.
I only took 3 pictures the entire concert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our
I
friend
took a couple
Anthony took
pictures.
All. He,
oh,
like,
Anthony is a
Anthony,
saint.
He's a saint. He took a ton. We have a shared, like, folder of, like, over mm-hmm. 500 items, like, pictures and mm-hmm. videos. Saintly.
Yeah.
But... experience it. Don't
okay,
be on,
but,
don't take pictures the whole time.
Yeah. So guys, Run, this may have been like the biggest part for Kayla and I. Well, I don't know, especially Kayla.
This is one of two biggest, I mean, this is something that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Oh, for sure.
So during Run, I bring up the phone thing because everyone around me was on their phones. And where I was, I had a great view. I was a little bit back, but you, like, the people in front of me were short, so I feel like from the stage you could see me.
Oh, yeah.
So during Run, Yoongi's, like, going around the stage. They're all kind of going around the stage. But I'm looking at Yoongi because he's fucking killing me, right?
Yeah.
And I am going crazy. I'm jumping up and down while they're jumping up and down. He's, like, crouch walking. He's, like, mid-left stage, and he's moving to, like, front middle stage. So
mm-hmm.
in that entire time, he's looking right at me. He sees me going fucking crazy because all the other people in front of me and to the sides of me have their phones out, and they're not jumping around. They're not interacting. And I'm mm-hmm. going fucking crazy, and he looks at me. He makes this face like, fuck yes, I see you.
And this is the part of the song where he, like, bends down and he picks up his water bottle. Like, they had already had one part of the song where they, like, threw some water, but he, like, bent down and, like, he opens up his water bottle. He takes a sip of his water, and I'm up a couple rows, and I'm like, oh my God,
I'm gonna
get hit with this water.
Yes.
Like, I know I'm gonna get hit with this water.
People were like, bless us with your holy water.
Uh-huh.
But so he splashed his water all over everybody, and then he threw his water bottle right at me, and it landed at my feet, and I picked it up, and I have Yoongi's fucking water bottle.
Guys, Like, she literally does. I mean, when I got hit with the water, I turn around and I'm like, Kayla, did you feel it? And she's like, bitch, I have his water bottle. I was like, no, you don't.
I fucking have it. Like, it's fucking, I feel like he meant to fucking throw it right at me because he saw me.
Oh,
like,
he for this sure
moment,
did.
This moment happened so quickly. Like, from when he saw me to when he splashed the water to when he threw the water bottle, it was like 20 seconds. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so fucking crazy that I have his, I kept it, like I held it the whole time, or I was wearing jeggings so like I could put it in my pocket because my pocket was really stretchy. I have it. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to keep it forever.
Yeah. And I was like, Kayla, oh my God, his mouth was on it. I like took it from her and I like licked the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, we
like,
licked it.
We have to lick it. Duh.
Duh. We Anthony have to.
Licked it.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's fucking Minyoongi. So that was like one of the most, I have another really amazing moment, but that was like one of the most amazing moments that happened.
Yeah. So after that, I was like super hyped, and then they disappear and they're like getting changed and all of that. And we get the VCR for Jimin and RM.
I mean, so Serendipity was next and it was amazing. Like, I was so far away because we hadn't figured out yet that, like, we could move to a different part in GA and still have a great space and move back or whatever. We could move around the whole time if we wanted to. We were still kind of, like, afraid to do that. So I was still back at the second stage, but I could see the choreography from far away, and I was looking at the screens also.
And, like, right when it started, you knew it was Serendipity because there's these huge yellow floodlights that, like, light up the whole main stage, and just so many of them, too. I mean, just beautiful. And they also had, like, fog kind of in the air, like, fog machines. And so, like, it looked so dense. And we're like, oh, my gosh, Serendipity. And, again, we were really far away. So I was looking at the screens, and his shirt came up pretty high when he was performing.
And because there's this part where he kind of, like, you know, thrusts his arm into the air, and he's wearing, like, this loose black shirt with rhinestones on it. So, of course, it just kind of, like, flops up, you know?
Yes. This dance. Oh, it's so sexy.
It is really sexy.
Which is so funny because Kayla has always told me that Serendipity is a sexy song. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's a really beautiful song about love and falling in love. And you're like, no, it's sexy. And then we see this choreography. And I'm like, okay.
And he fucking sexy. Grinds on the ground. Like, he magic mics that shit.
He does.
During the bridge. And also, like, you mentioned the yellow lights. And then as the song progresses, it turns blue. And there's, like, a moon in the background. And then, like, during, like, later on, like, bubbles were floating through the air. So it's, like, iridescent bubbles, like, floating through with this beautiful blue starry background. And Jimin's amazing voice and these, like, incredible visuals and choreography. It was just...
Yeah. And again, his vocals, phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I mean, really, all of their vocals live are just, they sound even better than the original track. I mean, really.
Yes. I was scared going to this concert that my expectations wouldn't be met, because I've been to concerts before where I've really idolized a group and I've really been like, okay, but you're just never sold on them, really, until you see it live, right? Like, you want them to be as good as you think you are. And BTS was everything. Exceeded all expectations. Like, blew them out of the water. Like,
yeah.
Their live vocals truly are so good. And if anything, their live vocals, their voice, their vocal uniqueness comes through more.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I'll talk more about that for sure during The Truth Untold.
Okay.
But so after that was Trivia Love. And this song I think might be the one where I lost my voice the most. Because I was like,
Because of Namjoon.
Yes, because of Namjoon. And guys, he performed this on the second stage. So he was right in front of us. And oh my gosh, this was actually the performance that I took the most pictures and footage of. He is so tall and so stunning. I mean, gosh. And he was so energetic and just really feeding off of us. Mm. I mean, he was feeding off of us. He kept putting the mic out, trying to, you know, get Army to sing along with him. And like, he didn't even need to do that because we were all screaming it anyways. Like, I was so happy with Fort Worth, definitely on Sunday, with how energetic we all were with him. And I could tell that he felt it. He felt it.
Yes.
I was so happy. Oh, and he had this like robe, like the duster on.
Yes.
Oh, and he looked so good. And he like had his arms out and he just was like, having a blast happy. Out there.
Yes.
He was happy.
And it was just so beautiful to sing that song with him. Anyways, Trivial Love was just truly like one for the books. Like,
oh yeah,
a performance like to never forget.
Yeah, he's such a performer. He really is.
Yeah.
So right after that, it goes into DNA, and it was so amazing because like I don't even know where the members came from because they performed DNA on the second stage. I don't know if they were creeping up from behind this whole time because I was just so focused on Namjoon I didn't even notice them.
No, they were.
But like all, yeah, but like all of a sudden, like I see like Taeyong and Jimin and Jin, like they're all coming out. I was like, oh my god, they're here! And then J-Hope comes up behind June and like puts on this jacket, this like it was like. Red and blue
and
like
white
patterned.
Checkered. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but the fact that J-Hope put it on him, I'm like, king. Anyways. then he says love and he does a little heart, but then they go into DNA.
Oh, yeah. Love. then they go into DNA. DNA was amazing. They basically just did like the little bit of the beginning choreography and then just vibed with the crowd, which was really awesome. And after DNA, they did like a little medley of Boys With Fun, which is always such a great song. Like that's, this is like still like hype songs, like classic BTS songs. And then Attack on Bangtan, Fire, Bapse, and Dope. So that was, that entire time, all I could think about was how hard they were working and how fucking amazing and incredible they are, because I was jumping around, I was screaming, I was dancing that entire time, and I was so tired, and like they were all doing that, like
it was crazy, it was so hype. And honestly, I really loved DNA because they were all just like they were in super colorful and like sequin colored jackets and outfits and like just stunning. But Taeyong was so cute during DNA because he was just laughing the whole time. I mean, I don't think he was taking this performance seriously. I think something happened with him and Jin and they just were like cracking up the whole time.
Yeah. Jin was hilarious during this concert.
Jin was like, so funny. His personality came through so much in this concert.
I love him so much. Like first of all, Jin was elusive. It was hard to get pictures of Jin.
Yeah, he really was.
So was Jungkook. Second of all, anytime that we do have a picture of Jin, we have him either doing like a goofy face, judging someone, or like being fucking beautiful and ethereal and amazing. And it's just like, wow, Jin, I love you. Like,
yeah.
So after that little medley, they did Airplane Part 2. And actually, at this point, I was getting really thirsty and I was feeling like I just needed some energy. So I went and got a Powerade and I got you a water.
Yeah, I really needed water.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of missed.
Yeah, like after Bepse, which by the way, we got such good footage of J-Hope. Like we need this to go viral because we got his hip thrust so hard.
Dude, oh my God. We have put it on Twitter and Instagram. Like, go find it, because more people need to see it, because their lives are going to be changed, because this clip
went
is
so
iconic.
Hard for Bepse.
Yes.
Went so hard for Bepse. But yes, it's iconic. You guys need to go look at it. But this is when we were like, my sister, she was actually on stage left. She was like, bye, I'm done with this area. She's like, I can't see anything. She wanted to see, like, the main performances, like, the really, you know, like, where they're all together and on the main stage. So she went stage left, and then she, I think Anthony went over or something, and we're like, maybe we should go stage left. And then all of a sudden, we could see so much more. And they performed Airplane Part 2 up on the main stage. And so Kayla went and got water after that. And that's when they started doing the VCR for Singularity. And guys, that VCR was like amazing. And I really want to find it and keep rewatching it because that was the moment that I'm like, Taeyong, I already knew he was beautiful and like the most stunning, handsome man ever. But like watching these videos of him, I'm like, wow, okay. I totally understand why he was voted most handsome face of, is it most handsome face or beautiful face of 2017?
Handsome.
I
don't know.
Yeah. But I was like, oh my gosh, I was not ready for Singularity. But then you made it back just in time.
Yeah, I caught the ending part of Taeyong's VCR. And I just want to say, I don't know anything about this because I didn't actually get to see the VCR. But people on Twitter are saying that they think that the VCR is like a hint to the next era, specifically mm-hmm. this one of Taeyong. So maybe that's something we'll have to talk about at a later date, or just mm-hmm. keep in mind for mm-hmm. what comes next.
Yeah. So Singularity, guys.
Dude.
I cried, duh.
Of course you cried. He rose up out of the stage, like,
mm-hmm.
and
With a coat hanger
and his, you know, like, the jacket with his arm in it. Like,
yeah, he does the red jacket.
The whole choreography from the video, but just put together. And mm-hmm. I think what awed me the most, weirdly, was the way that they incorporated the masks and how they did that, because they just had people with, like, black hoods up and, like, black face coverings, where you could
yeah,
tell...
Yeah, but they were dancing, too.
Yeah, they were dancing, mm-hmm. too, and they were holding the white masks. And I just thought, I was like, that's a really cool way to do it, like, on the stage, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
They just pulled it off really well.
Mm-hmm. And like when he takes the mask and he puts it over his face, everyone flipped out. He like throws the mask behind him, and then he goes into the most intense part of the choreography. And guys, seeing him do that footwork is what made me cry. I mean, like, talk about how he's been accepted into the dance line officially. Like, I know people are real bitter about it, but I don't care. When you see him perform this, like, he's so fluid. I swear.
Yes.
Like, it is so beautiful. And it's probably because he was wearing, like, this robe. And it just, like, the way it sways with his body, it's like, oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful. And
his vocals, too. My God.
Yes. I was just going to say that. While he's doing this footwork, his vocals are still perfect and sound better than the studio. Like, it's
really steady. Really steady vocals. And strong. Strong, steady vocals.
And, like, you don't ever underestimate Taeyong's deep voice.
Mm-mm.
Like, the undertones that you get, they are just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they go straight into Fake Love after that, which is just so perfect, really, because it's, like, getting that tear vibe now.
Mm-hmm. So we're like, you know, I came up to the front also during like Airplane Part 2, like when I came back from the concession stand. So I was close for Singularity and Fake Love. So in Fake Love, like actually seeing Jungkook's abs with my own eyes, not looking at them through the screen.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
Wowza.
It was like, I know that's like so objectifying, but at the same time, it's like... I just
had
to see it.
They put it in there for us.
Yeah.
They put it in there for us.
I mean, yeah, they wouldn't put it there if they didn't want us to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was amazing. That was great for me.
Yeah, yeah. And that performance was really great. And honestly, they have that performance done. I remember seeing them perform it for, I think they performed it at Billboard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they first like performed it live. And this looked like it was nothing to them. At least they make it look like it's nothing. Like, they're just so, they've got it down so well. So when I saw it, I'm like, man, they just, like, know this, like, the back of their hand now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was perfect. It was performed perfectly.
Oh, man. The next thing. There was a VCR for Suga and Jin. So, of course, we know that we're getting Trivia Seesaw and Epiphany. And... Trivia Seesaw was truly one of my favorite performances, because it was just like Yoongi was just hanging out with us. Like, I don't know what it was. When he started, the way that it starts, this is like iconic to me. Like, this is the memorable part of the performance. Was he starts out by raising up out of the stage, and he's on a platform that raises a little bit higher, and it has like stairs on it, and he's on a couch, like a white couch, and he starts off the song by laying on his back on the couch singing, and it's just. It's just like he's so chill and comfortable, and it's comfortable with himself and with his performance and with the fans, and also like an extension of the meaning of the lyrics. And I just love that this is the choreography.
Yeah. My sister, her feet were hurting so bad. She's like, that couch looks real good right now. And like the people in front of her were like, yeah.
We stood like for lounging. A long time.
Yeah. I mean, people had to have been standing way longer than us.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't imagine. But he comes off, like, he's on this platform too, kind of, but he like walks down from it. Like, he gets off the couch and he walks down and he comes out to us. And then these backup dancers come. Yes. And then he does this just
the seesaw dance.
Perfect choreography. Like, it's so subtle and simple. Well, it looks subtle and simple, but I'm sure it's difficult.
It's
but
perfect. I mean,
it just suits the song so well.
It's not too intense for what the song is, because the song is really a chill song. And
the song is mellow as shit. Yes, I love it. It's so fun to sing along to.
When he comes further out onto the stage, there's actually a point where he's standing up on this little platform, and his backup dancers lift something up, and it turns out to be a table. And he like slides down the table and hops off the end of it, and he kind of does a little dance right there, and then he walks. He like climbs back up on the table, and like they put it down. It was just that was another really cool moment.
Oh, that was so cool.
Anyways, that was just an incredible performance.
Yeah, and I was super happy because everyone in the arena was just so energetic for every single song. We talked about this in our Uber. We were like, man, every single song, the concert went so quickly because every single song you were excited for. There wasn't a single song you were like, okay, yeah, like this is fine. Like every single one, everyone was so stoked to hear it.
Yeah, there's no song that you want to miss. Like I hated missing, I missed like half of Airplane. I hated it, but I was like, we need water. But like it the entire time, every single moment was exciting and like worth it. Like incredible. And Seesaw was definitely one of those like biggest ones.
So then it went into Epiphany, which I'm so happy that Kayla and I were like next to each other now. And guys, we were not like, there was a lot of wiggle room in the GA section, like unless you were up by like the barricade, but we were back at this point because we're like, there's no point in being up front because it's like the main stage.
Yeah.
So you can't get that close to it. And so we were like in the back, like clinging on to each other, like Epiphany, like we're not ready. And Jen shows up on the far left of the stage, and there's just this spotlight that like shines down on him, and he is playing the piano.
Oh,
and we're
my
like,
God.
No. He learned the piano and he's playing it live for us. Like, oh my God.
Okay. He's playing the piano and singing simultaneously, just like, and this is
with so much passion
and
like,
class.
I mean, he's sitting there. Ugh.
I just, really, it was, really. It was the best way to start it. And after the first verse, he gets up and he starts walking over to the stage. And what I think to me, the turning point in this song and the most like amazing moment and iconic moment is when he's not singing. It's that kind of interlude part where in the video he's outside in the rain. And at this point, all the screens are black with like white rain falling down on them. And there's two screens on each side of the stage, but then there's also like screens on the stage. And they open up to reveal stairs. And then he turns around and faces that way. So his back is to the entire, like, convention center. And the screens go white, and the rain starts going backwards and going up as he's, like, climbing the stairs. And then he, like, sings his last part. And after this, like, long interlude, it is just so beautiful and, like, moving.
It's moving. And just kind of how, like, in when he did Awake, how he was just so, I mean, like, belting it, you know, like, in Awake. With this, I mean, he bends over because he holds these really strong notes for so long. And he just, I mean, his voice just carries throughout the whole arena. And I mean, I was struck by his vocals. Yes. I mean, I knew I would be, but man, it was just like so much power behind it. And so much vibrato.
Yeah. I think we were ready for the power, but we weren't ready for how beautiful his live vibrato is. Like, when the he really gets to hold notes and live in the moment, you know, like, you could kind of tell during his song, he got to decide how long he was going to hold a note or how long he was going to take between moments, you know, and it was, I mean, he really got to show his voice, and it was stunning. It was perfect.
It really was.
So next, they performed The Truth Untold. So the at the end of Jin's song, the rest of the vocal line came out, and you're like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, you, we knew what was going to happen. We were like,
because they stood in a in a line all next to each other. We're like, yep, it's happening.
We were like, The Truth Untold right now.
And we're already emotional from Epiphany.
Already emotional from Epiphany. And let me tell you, I teared up during Serendipity. Okay, I had a single tear. I definitely teared up during Magic Shop, right? During the So Show Me, I'll Show You call and response part. That was really powerful to me. But The Truth Untold is the first time that I had, like, tears, like, just flowing down, like, streaming.
Yeah.
Like, by the end of the song, just because of their vocals, their visuals were so stunning because, of course, they're beautiful human beings. So they're standing there and they have great lighting. It was beautiful. And also, they got risen up on the platform during this. So that was amazing.
So they were, like, up in the air. And, of course, they all take turns singing their part.
Yes.
And Jungkook's voice was breathtaking. I mean, everyone, I think, was shocked when he did these, like, runs, and he was, like, bent over just doing these beautiful runs. And, I mean, you and I both were like, holy shit. I mean, and he was doing it, I think, while, like, Jin and Jimin were singing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. He was supposed to be just, like, adding just, like, a little extra flair to the song. But, man, he was stealing the show there for a bit.
Yeah.
And I mean, all of them did such a fantastic job. Jimin's voice is so unique. So unique.
It's like, and it really, the studio, whatever, when he records and they, you know, add it to the song and mix it and whatever they do, does not even, like, do what his voice is justice. Like,
I think they edit his voice a little too much because, I mean, his true vocals live are just stunning and amazing. Oh my gosh, I've said stunning and amazing and beautiful like 20 gazillion times, but whatever.
Well, it's just that we've never heard anything like it. Like, it's a unique sound. It's like he's like a siren.
And Jin's vibrato, I mean, it was all great. And Taeyong,
his two lines.
Also, his two lines, I mean, I was bawling, guys. I was pretty heavily crying. And I looked over at Kayla, and, like, you were crying, too. And we were, like, so great. And I'm like, Taeyong needs more lines. Like, he only sang, like, two lines.
But
it was really sad.
Oh, man. But overall, that whole performance was so beautiful. And, yeah, we were
absolutely crying. Oh, and Anthony cried, which was crazy. Because Anthony, that was the only time he cried. And he's not super invested in the group. Like, he loves BTS, but not like we do.
Yeah.
And so, like, he's like, yeah, that was emotional. And so we're like holding on to each other.
Clutching each other.
Yes, clutching onto each other's
arms.
Wiping
the tears from under our eyes. We're both like, we need a moment. Like, I really felt like I could cry for a few minutes, right? And then all of the sudden,
like, they don't even give you like 5 seconds before the army bombs all turn green.
They all turn green, and all of a sudden, outro tear starts fucking playing, and we're
and we're like, no. This is not fair.
I need a minute to recover. We were like, holy shit, we gotta get our shit together because we gotta go crazy for outro tear.
Like, and they came up on the front stage, and we were like on the second stage, and we were up at the main stage. We're like, no, we like booked it back to the second stage. Like, we gotta be right next to them. That was so hype. The rap line.
And then I just when J-Hope ends it, it is just
it kills you. I mean, it's just like such a It's also an emotional song, but it's like nasty and like angry. And I mean, everyone was just like throwing their hands in the air, like, yeah.
Yoongi's part. Yoongi's part with the, like, the hearing, like, auto-tune. Shit. It was so good. Namjoon, powerful as fuck, as usual.
Oh my gosh.
All three of them were really possessing the stage, constantly moving around. No matter where you were around the second stage, you got to look at them. They were close to you. It was really cool.
Yeah. The three that, like, out of all of them, out of all the members, the rap line to me, I think, was engaged with the audience, especially, like, the GA section. They were so engaged with us. They had such good charisma on the stage. I mean, I felt like I made eye contact with all of them, for sure. For sure Yoongi, for sure Namjoon. But, like, they were, like, crouching down.
It seems like the rap line was making more interactions with like the GA, and although the vocal line did do some, it seemed like the vocal line were more concerned about like the general audience. Like I caught them looking out more. Like sometimes they would kind of scan the GA area, but not as much, or not like specific eye contact, but as far as looking out into the crowd and trying to like look at people, I felt like they were doing that. I especially saw Taeyang doing that. Like,
yeah, Taeyang really was just like looking everywhere he could, but his eyes never lied in one place for too long.
No.
Which was heartbreaking to me because I was like, I tried standing back. I was like trying really hard. I'm like, I swear to God, he has to have seen me at this by this point. Like I'm like,
you were dressed like him.
I was dressed like him. I was like in his line of sight several times, but his eyes would just kind of glaze over me, and I'm like, no, like I just wanted him to look at me. But it's okay.
Same thing with me and Jimin. Like I don't think I ever like caught his eye at all, no matter where I was at. And that's fine because I had other experiences that were absolutely incredible. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. But yeah. I was hoping to, of course.
Yeah, like a little part of your heart was like, oh, sad. But also this concert's amazing and they're all right in front of me. So I like, I don't even care. But yeah, I was like, Taeyangi, you have to see me.
So they ended the concert with Mic Drop Remix, which was fucking incredible. And I loved rapping with them, like doing the Korean rap with them in person. And and they did the third dance break, like the body roll dance break.
Oh my God.
And we were so fucking close to this. And since we were on stage left on the second stage, we saw a different angle than we've ever seen before.
Yeah, like, it wasn't Jungkook from the front. Was like facing towards us.
When he's
in the center, he's turned so his body's open to his right. So we
and
were
J-Hope
left,
is right
like,
there. And you can see Yoongi right there on the side.
And you can see Taeyong right behind Jungkook. I was like, yes, this is a perfect angle for me.
God damn it. It was so, I mean, ooh. And so, like, of course, they ended with that song. And they were kind of all in, like, V formation. And Yoongi was standing, like, a little bit, like, in front of everyone. And he just waited a minute and just dropped the fucking mic.
Yeah.
Dude.
Amazing.
Like, and we know this isn't the last thing. We know that this isn't the last thing. But, like, if that were, like, that's a pretty fucking good way to end it.
Yeah, really.
So then they, like, walked off stage.
Yeah, so then it was the encore.
They had us wait for a little bit. Like, they, of course, were, like, changing, freshening up a little bit for the encore so they could really give us, like, a last, like, final show, like a goodbye, right? So we were, like, I mean, chanting their names at one point, shouting BTS at one point. It actually was like pretty cool. Like the energy kept building in like waiting for this encore.
Well, there were moments where it would get a little quiet. I'm like, no, I was like, we got to keep screaming. Like if we want an encore, like we got to work through this shit. Like anytime it got kind of quiet, I was like, how do I start a fan chant? Like, how do I get this going?
Let's chant dang.
Yeah, we started chanting dang a little bit, and the people in front of us were like, yes, dang.
Bethany, at one point, you started screaming, and then shortly, like, literally a half a second later, the rest of the crowd started screaming, so I felt like you started that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I'll take credit for it.
So when they came out for the encore, this was the encore. They did So What, Then they did Ampam Man. Then they did their final, like, Talking to Us. And then they did their last song, which is Answer Love Myself.
Which we got all these banners to hold up there at the end for Army Time.
Yes.
What did they say? So I Love Me or, like, something like that?
Yeah, I think it's a line from Epiphany, but I don't know what the Korean part says for sure. So, I mean, we'll post pictures on our Instagram of, like, Yoongi's bottle and of these, like, signs that they had us hold up during Army Time. But the Army Time was really, really cool. But that was Answer Love Myself. Like, right before that, they put Army Time up on the screen, so everybody put that up. And, of course, we knew the whole time it was going to happen. And, of course, BTS knows it's going to happen because it happens in every concert, but it was still,
and they,
like,
changed into, like, these super casual outfits, like jeans with white shirts tucked into them. I mean, oh yes, and, like, their arms look so good in these, like, shirts. I don't know what it was, like, Yoongi's arms, I could see his veins. Damn boy, I mean, he kind of just stands with his arms crossed a little bit, so I was like, ooh, your arms look so good.
Yes,
they all looked just so hot to me. I just could not get over how amazing they look in person, like, yes, even hotter than any picture or video I've ever seen.
I feel like during this encore, because they, like, got this time to refresh, they looked so amazing, and they were so hype. And during these four things, we were going crazy. Like, I have never sang So What so loud or jumped so much during So What or been, like, so free and crazy.
Yeah, and oh my gosh, Taecook moments. I'm just saying, there was Jisoo moments too, but Taecook moments. Like, Ampam Man, like, they switched spots.
Yeah.
Taecook did.
At the beginning.
Yeah. So, Taeyang was, like, he was, like, flapping Jungkook's jacket, and it was so cute, and he was, like, having so much fun doing it, and Jungkook, like, he just was like, yes, this is great. And
The Taecook moment during So What, where they do the, Jungkook is like, he gets Taeyang, he's like, hey, do this with me. And they do that thing where they, like, turn to the side and, like, touch fingers in the shape of a circle. You know what I'm talking about? And then they do the shooting dance.
I think it's from,
dance,
like, a cartoon or an anime or something. I don't know what it's from.
I don't know.
It's something like that.
But they do it together. Like, there's older pictures of them doing it, too. And so they're really cute. Jungkook is, like, beaming. Taeyang smiles, too. And they do their shoot
Jungkook
dance.
Yeah, well, Jungkook, like, tapped him, like, do this with me. And Taeyang's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they do the shoot dance all the way down, like, runway, and they're just so cute.
And of course, like, going back to Ampam Man, that was amazing. Like, seeing, I especially J-Hope's part during Ampam Man, just seeing everybody else, like, do the, like, superhero pose.
I
loved it.
Yeah,
and that's one of those that you can, like, rap along with and sing along with the entire song.
And, like, the camera where they get really close to the camera, like, was up at the front middle stage. So we were right, like, next to that. So they would, like, come up and they would crouch down and get in front of the screen, like, so their faces could be, like, real close. And it was just so cute and so much fun and so much energy there at the end. And they were just up front on this, like, second stage and just so interactive with everyone. I mean, everyone in the arena.
So after Ampam Man was their final, like, their goodbye, where they were talking to us. And
oh, wait, Kayla, when did they lift Jimin's shirt? They showed Jimin's abs.
I don't know.
Jungkook, like, Jungkook lifted it. I'm pretty sure that was either during So What or, like, Ampam Man. Like,
it, yeah, during the end, somewhere in there it was. And Jimin kind of put his hand over it. And even though you think that he has really baby hands, somehow his hands covered his entire stomach. So you could only get, like, little glimpse of like, his abs and V-line.
So
that was incredible. So when they talked to us at the end, it was really sweet. You know, like, they were like, thank you for giving us so much energy tonight. We love you. Like, I don't know.
They,
like,
said they'd be back.
They
said they'd be back. They were like, we loved Fort Worth. And they just kept saying Texas, which is so cute. And they said that it was really memorable and that they'll never forget it. And Taeyang said, like, I know I'm going to sleep good tonight and yeah. that he wishes that we all dream of him, which I did.
And I think they were in all of our dreams last night.
Yeah. I mean, how it was just such a great concert. But yeah, it was so sweet just hearing them all talk. And Yoongi and Jin, they even said something extra. Like, they didn't know how to say some of this stuff in English, so they just said it in Korean, and then there was a translator, which was really neat. Yeah. So they could say what they wanted to say.
Yes, I really liked that.
Which I loved. Mm-hmm. Jin apparently tried to go to an amusement park, but it was closed or something.
Yeah, and he was like, it was closed, and he said that the concert last night and tonight made up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really sweet. And it was just really wonderful. Namjoon said, he was like, you guys are going to hate me for this, but I have to say it. We're in Fort Worth, and you're my first Worth. And that was really cute. It was like, wow, what bet That's did he so lose to Jin that he had to say this pun?
Yeah, like, really.
I can't wait. Also, they were filming in Burn the Stage because they had signs. I'm just assuming it was Burn the Stage, but they had signs saying that there was like filming and cameras in progress.
We're convinced that there's a season two.
Yeah, duh. Duh.
Yeah.
I mean,
also there was a Minjoon moment too. Like, Jimin
yes,
was
oh my God.
Just soaking up all of Jun's sweat.
For like, I mean, and Jun just let him do it for a solid like a minute. And finally he was like, thank you. Like, okay, you can stop now. But it was so cute. Like, Jimin was just like beaming, just like, I'm gonna pat the sweat off you. Adorable. Thanks for the fan service.
There was a lot of other ship moments too, like lots of Jikook. There was even V Hope and stuff, but I mean, we just like obviously pick up on our ships.
Dude, yeah. I mean, there was so much, and honestly, like, you couldn't absorb
it all. So much interaction between all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they just, you can tell they are literally brothers. I mean, they are family. And when they're out there, they are just having a blast. And guys, from the beginning of the concert, like with Idol, I was like, oh man, they look uneasy or nervous. And then by the end, they are just so comfortable with us. Mm. And it's like you know them almost.
Yeah. Ugh. And after they talk to us for the last time, they go into Answer Love Myself, which of course is when they put ARMY time on the screens and we put up our signs, and we know that this is going to be an emotional song, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And but it's also supposed to be like a celebration song. Like, I think at some point during the concert, Namjoon says like, thank you for being here at this celebration with us. And so it was really just, it's supposed to, it is a happy song. Like, it is like a joyful song, but I could not stop crying the entire time. Mm-hmm. I was absolutely bawling, and I was trying to scream for them, like, you know, just to like yell, you know, to, I don't know, be excited for them. But it kept getting stuck in my throat because I was crying, and I was really like, I was happy because it was an amazing concert. I like couldn't believe that it was over. I was being really moved by the song and the performance and the lyrics and just seeing them do it live and seeing them interact with everybody during it. And just knowing that this is the last time that I'm going to see them for a while. Like, it was so powerful. So
yeah,
like,
it was really powerful. And I was, so Kayla was a little bit closer to the stage. I was standing back because I was just soaking it in. And man, tears were like just flowing down my face, like endlessly. I could not stop. I was actually sobbing. And I mean, I had like my ARMY bomb and like my sign. And like, I was just like, you were trying to sing along, trying to be happy. And but
could
I just couldn't
stop.
I couldn't stop crying because I'm like, this went too fast. This went way too fast.
And it was 2 hours and 45 minutes. Like,
I know.
And it
felt like it was a half hour.
It was,
I mean, it
incredible.
Every single song was just so incredible that it's just like when it went to the next one, it just went so quick.
Mm-hmm.
It just went so quick. And when they started saying goodbye, like when they started like saying, thank you, like we love you. You know, I was like screaming, like, I love you. And like, I'm like, bye. Like, I just kept waving bye to them. And I was like, I'm going to cry right now. Like, as I sobbed all the way out. Like, when we were leaving the building, I was still sobbing. I could not stop. I was like,
me too.
I don't want them to go. I don't know when I'm going to see them again. Like, I can't believe that just happened. I was just like, so, so sad, but also like happy. But I just, it was just like, I don't know if I will ever get the chance to see them again. And I have to say goodbye to them. Like, I just met you.
So during that song, I had like my other really amazing moment that I like, I'll never forget this either. So I was sobbing, right? And I was a little bit closer to the stage than you. I had a really great view at that point because a few people had like moved out of the way. I don't know where they went, but it was like, okay, I'm going to move up because it's the end. And I hadn't really gotten...
Yeah, people were just like soaking it in. Yeah. You know, just standing back.
I hadn't really gotten like super, super close yet. So I got close. I was maybe, there was maybe three rows of people in front of me and I had a great view, but I was sobbing, right? I had my hands up. I was trying to sing along. I was whatever, but I was just sobbing. And Namjoon comes around the stage and he sees me sobbing. He looks right at me. And he puts out, he thrusts his hand straight out, like down at my angle with the I love you sign, making the I love you sign with his hand right at me and makes sustained eye contact with me. And I did it back to him. I just like put my hand out and did it back. And I was like crying. And like we were just like that for a few seconds. And then he like moved on. But it was like such a moment and such an like an amazing thing.
And like I saw him do that and I was like right behind you and I was like, oh my gosh. So I just like started blowing kisses at
him. It was so crazy. It was so crazy.
But yeah, it was just like, it was so emotional. Another part of the concert that I totally forgot to mention, it was another Taekook thing. I just have to mention it. But like, I saw someone had thrown up like a little Tata plushie and Jungkook picked it up. And like, I was on stage left, so I could see like the back of Taeyong, but I could see Jungkook go up and like he pinned the Tata plushie to like his back pocket, like right on his butt. And I was like, like he's touching his butt.
Cute.
I know. It was just like, and Taeyong then came over and like, this is probably the closest I ever got to like making eye contact with him. It's like he came over right in front of me and then he like turned around and then he like wiggled his little Tata plushie at us. I was like, oh, so cute.
I love that. And he had the little stuffed tiger too, which was cute also.
Someone like a couple rows in front of us and to like the left threw that tiger plushie. And like he at first like looked offended that someone hit him with it. But then he was like, oh no, never mind. And then he like put it in his shirt and then he had it with him. It was really cute.
And people were like throwing up like cookie like headbands and stuff and
a bunch of BT21.
A ton of it. It was just really sweet and the ending was amazing. Like they could not have ended better. And walking out, yes, we were still sobbing. We were like, we gotta just get our shit together. We took a picture as we were walking out. I was like, let me take a pic. Like post concert, still crying, and we posted that on our social media also. And man, it was just every single moment of waiting, every single like part of my body that is sunburnt, like waiting, was worth it. My feet hurting, like
I've got blisters all over my feet.
Like it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, my calves hurt from jumping so much, and I mean, just sore and tired and exhausted. I'm so tired.
I know.
Tomorrow.
Me too.
But it was worth every speck of pain. Yeah. I mean, really, for sure.
Everything. I mean, it. Like I said earlier, it exceeded all of our expectations.
Always.
And like, I think we didn't even know to expect that it was going to be that incredible. Like, truly, every single song was a song you wanted to hear, which was amazing. They performed every single song incredibly. Their vocals were amazing. Rap line was amazing. Visuals were stunning. Like stage effects were incredible. We took streamers with us. Like the lighting was awesome.
Still a bunch of confetti. Yeah.
I mean,
I will say the biggest thing is like, I will truthfully say their personalities, they come through so much during the concert.
Yes.
And it's just like they get, it felt personal. Mm. It felt so personal. And they just interacted with every single person in that arena. And it just, again, it could not have been any more perfect. Everything about it.
Yeah, they made the all of us experience. Feel. It was the best. They made all of us feel seen and noticed and acknowledged.
Yes.
You know,
like yes. they I think, acknowledge you.
I think when you go to a concert, especially with the relationship that we have as fans that they have with us, our relationship, we want them to know, you know, how much we love them and care about them and support them. So being able to go to this interactive concert experience and like mm-hmm. scream for them and cheer for them and like sing along with them and go crazy yeah. for them was yeah. incredible, because it's like how we know they know, you know. Yeah.
J-Hope was, to me, J-Hope was such a flirt. I mean, he was just so flirty with everyone. I mean, he was winking at us and
beaming a crouching huge down. Smile.
Oh yeah.
Taking his jacket off to reveal just a tank oh top my God, shirt his underneath. Tank top.
What the fuck was that?
Thrusting like, right. Okay, truthfully, when he thrusted during Bapsai, I was uh-huh. right front and center, and I could have peed myself. Like yeah. I had to watch myself. I was like, holy shit, what was that? Like and yeah, I was expecting
I was just
it.
Slightly left of it, but I mean, like Anthony was right next to me and he got that footage on it. I mean, I was just so close, I felt like his dick was like literally right in there. Front of my face.
It was crazy. It was uh-huh. like, and we had seen that video from the side, the floppy dick video
yeah.
on Twitter.
Literally, we saw that the day before.
And we were like, holy shit. So we knew.
I just could not believe we got that. I could not believe Anthony got that on camera. I was like, holy crap.
Well, the reason why the video that Anthony got is so perfect is because first, it's focused on Taeyong feeling himself mm-hmm. singing. Then Jimin feeling himself singing. And then all of a sudden, J-Hope fucking jumps in out of nowhere.
I know. It's the best video because he like zoomed in just a little bit, you know, just to really zoom in on Taeyong, because I think he was probably trying to get him for me, and then like, you know, went over to Jimin, and then you see this like black like pants and suit like come forward and you're like, what is that? I mean, Anthony I think just like had no decision but to follow him.
Yeah.
So he moved his camera with him and then zoomed out because like it was too zoomed in. So he zoomed out, and I mean like how he had it was exactly how close we were, and it was just like, I cannot believe he got that on camera.
That was crazy. Just like a blur of black and white clothing, like an uh-huh. energy like bouncing to the front and then going fucking crazy and hardcore mm-hmm. hip thrusting. It was
yeah,
that was iconic.
yes
oh, man, I feel like truthfully we feel like we have talked about this concert a lot. Also
oh, yeah.
we didn't
I
even
can't
mention
stop talking about it,
fucking Matthew McConaughey was there. Like in the seats.
Like,
what the fuck? I keep saying that the Venn diagram for BTS fans and Matthew McConaughey fans, I feel like has a very small overlap, but Matthew McConaughey was there and he was seen walking around with a signed Love Myself or Love Yourself Answer album. Mm-hmm. And
his shirt said, All right.
Like, what the, so fucking
I mean,
random.
Like, I don't think anyone even noticed him. I mean, yeah. I think people did, obviously.
People did, but they were more
but,
like
no one even bothered with yeah, him, I think.
And, they were like that's Matthew fucking
there,
McConaughey.
Like, taking footage of the whole arena. He looked just like any other army there. He's just chilling with his sunglasses on, enjoying BTS.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, anyways, it was a fucking incredible concert. It was just everything.
Unforgettable.
Probably the best concert I'll ever go to in my life, unless I get to go to another BTS concert, which, if they tour again, I'm going.
Oh, well, for sure. Yeah. I mean, they said that they're coming back to Fort Worth, so I'm going to hold them to that. I just feel like they had so much confidence when they said that. So I was like, okay.
I'll go anywhere
they
go.
Come to St. Louis.
Yeah, for real. Come to the Midwest and not, like, yeah. the North Midwest, like Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
The South. Texas.
we're technically, like, the South Midwest.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was our concert review, our mess of a concert review. We didn't organize anything, really. We just looked at the
nope.
set list and
just
talked
the
about
list.
The blur whirlwind of a concert that we remember. And
Kayla has Yoongi's freaking water bottle,
his fucking
guys.
Fucking water bottle.
I'm jealous. But I got some of that holy water and I got to lick the bottle. So. I guess I'm content.
Yeah. Jordan went fucking crazy because that's his bias. Sure. He was like, oh my God, baby, that's so crazy. Like he was playing 2K with his friends and I had sent him a text message after it happened during a VCR and he told them and they were like, whoa, that's crazy. But
Corey's like, you're gross. He's like, of course you licked the bottle.
Of course, of fucking course we did. Are you kidding?
Anyways, guys, so throughout the week and over the next couple weeks, we will post a lot of these pictures because Anthony took like 400 pictures. We're like, we owe you money. Yeah, we really do.
Really?
Like, he took amazing pictures with
and
his
videos.
Awesome phone.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, be looking forward to that if you want to see a bunch of stuff that we're going to put up. We have some, like, amazing pictures that are just beautiful, some, like, really funny pictures, and everything in between. So, look for that coming up. And if you liked this episode or any of our other episodes, we would super love and appreciate if you would, like, rate and review on iTunes, or you could become a... Or you can become a patron on our Patreon and part of like, you could be like a general in the BTS army or something and donate to us so that way someday maybe we can get someone to edit this podcast. And anyways, you can find links for that in the description as well as all of our social media, where to email us, where to tweet us, where to find all of those pictures and videos that we're going to be posting here within the next few weeks. Anyways, links for all of that are in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.